I grew up with old song. I'm old. I sing old till I die. But the Bible says sing a new song. Ain't that something? So we have to be willing. You got to be willing and you got to be obedient to eat the good of the land. Are you still here? People will tell me, well, Pastor, I was going to come. They say, but I heard you removed my niece. My niece not going to sing the solo. I heard my niece not on the program. We ain't got no program. What program? Many times when I come Sunday, I have no clue who's going to sing. I have an appointment with God. I'm coming to visit with God. I don't care who is going to preach. I don't care who is going to sing. Some people will call the church office. You know, you need to tell me who's preaching today. And who is preaching, determine whether they're going to come on. You see why? This is the reason why we stay sick. This is the reason why we stay defeated. This is the reason why we are average and not above average. We got to change our thinking. It's not about your needs. This is not a place of entertainment. It's a house of God. When you say, I'll come in just for the word, you see, that means, you see, I told you long ago, and I say this and shut up. I told you long ago, there are two kinds of people in the world, givers and takers. When you say, I just come to hear the word, what you are saying is that I'm a taker. I make sure they know how to time it. They know exactly when the pastor will get up. And then they begin to walk and raising their...
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Come on, help me out, y'all. You know, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Come on, y'all. Come on, Jesus. Y'all help me out. How y'all doing?
say bliss. Say bless together. Bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I dare you to throw up your hands and say hallelujah. I dare you to give him some praise and say hallelujah. I dare you to say I'm blessed. I'm sure not blessed. Father, I thank you for giving us Jesus, and I thank you for the power. I thank you for the indwelling and the presence of your Holy Spirit, my Lord. And I thank you, Almighty God, for letting us see and experience this wonderful gift of another day today. Oh, Father, I pray the sins that we have committed before you and against you, that you would forgive us of them. I pray, oh Lord, that you would cover us in your blood. Almighty God, we know that if justice had its way, we would not be here. But because of your grace and because of your mercy, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. And now, Lord, open my down eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of your law. I pray, oh Lord, I pray that you'll allow me to preach with simplicity, that this word will be a seed that will be planted, that it'll fall upon good ground and yield you a great harvest. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, and to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to the First Lady in her absence, to Minister Williams, to Reverend Harbor, to these deacons who carry the covenant of Christ, to our ministers of music. Amen. I want to say thank you. Thank you for ushering in the Spirit of the Almighty God. To those thousands and thousands who will be ministered to through our radio ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. It is good to be found in the house of the Lord once again. I want to talk to you today because we are in these days, in these times that we live in, we are preoccupied with yet so many things. We have a preoccupation with politics, with our bills, with our ambitions, with our passions, with our goals in life. God instructed me to tell you, don't get so preoccupied with those things until we forget Christ. We are almost at a point where we are almost to
delete Jesus out of Christmas.
My God.
We've already expelled him from the classroom and dismissed him from the courtroom. But we are almost to delete him out of Christmas. And so it is important, it is imperative now that Christ be preached.
Amen.
So much, so many of us are thinking about us. What it is that I want, what fills me, what satisfies me, it is almost as if, minister, that we have crossed the line into me-ism. And in every historical point that you will look in the Bible and in our history, you will discover that every nation, everyone that have ventured into me-ism has fallen. Let's call roll. Nebuchadnezzar. Fail. Pharaoh. Fail. The Roman Empire. Fail. The Russian, Ukrainian, fail. Every nation, everyone that gets into sovereignty will fail. That means that we become people that only care about us. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When we get into me-ism, we discover, as Dr. David Jeremiah said, that we are no longer shaped in the image of God, that God is shaped in the image of us. We make God convenient for us. Become the God that we want him
beat us, Reverend.
To be.
Yes, sir. Beat us.
And in that, we are venturing into something that is quite dangerous. Now, here is what we ought not do, and we ought not to look at these faults being in our neighbors. For if we are not careful, it could easily be in us if we don't watch ourselves. And so it is imperative in the times that we live. You hear what I'm saying, please?
Yes, sir.
Because one day you're going to have to leave people. It is imperative that in the times that we are living in now, that we must focus on Christ.
Amen.
And let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, if you will look at our governmental system, if you look at the things that are going on in our communities and in our world, if you ever needed Jesus, we need him now. Men are marrying men. Women are marrying women. Right has become wrong. If we ever needed it, we need him now. And so, here in our text today, in John chapter 1, verse 35 through 51, you will find these words that are written. You see, in our text today, we must stay focused on Christ. We must stay focused on what we are here to do. What What are we as Christians? What are we supposed to be doing as Christians in the times that we live in? Watch this. In John chapter 1, verse 35 through 51, it says, and I'll bring you up to the text, but it says, verse 35 says, again, the next day after John, which is John the Baptist, stood, he and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto him, what are you looking for? What is it that you're seeking? They said unto him, Rabboni, which to say interpreted, Master, where are you staying? Where we want to be where you are. He said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. John is very meticulous in his writing. Watch what John does. John says it was about the 10th hour. And John was using Roman time, which means Roman time was about our time, which means that it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, which tells us that even in the morning time, we ought to follow Jesus. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Watch this. And he first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when he beheld him, he said, Jesus looked at Simon and he said, Simon, the son of Jonah, thou art Cephas, which is by interpretation a rock. You solid. What will Jesus see in you when he first look at you? What kind of person will he, what attribute will he see inside of you? He says, verse 43, the day following, Jesus would come forth into Galilee, findeth Philip, and said unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethesda, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses and the law, the prophets, did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Watch this. And Nathanael said unto him, come, can there anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, I tell you what, come see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed of whom there's no trickery. Would Jesus see no trickery in us? Nathanael said unto him, whence thou, how did you know who I am? Jesus answered and said unto him, before Philip called you, when I saw you under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael said unto him, Rabboni, a master, thou art the son of God, thou art the king of Israel. Jesus and said unto him, because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe that? He says, I tell you what, keep following, you're going to see greater things.
Yes, sir.
He said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I want to talk to you today about finding Jesus in times like this. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory be unto the Almighty and to the living God. The grass wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. In our text, let me bring you up to the text because I only have a few minutes. Let me show you. In our text today, the Bible starts off, John chapter 1 starts off with who Jesus is, because it starts off by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John tells us right off who Jesus is. He tells us who he was. He tells us that Jesus has been and had that fellowship with his Father all of the time. They had never been separated. Everything that God did, Jesus was right there. And everything that God is, Jesus is. So he says in the beginning, but John says, as a result of that, Jesus comes in the flesh. Now, as a result of Jesus coming in the flesh, the Bible says that he dwelt among us and he dwelt among the people, but yet they didn't even know who he was. And the reason why people really don't know who Jesus is because they're so preoccupied with things that only concern themselves. Sometimes these people was actually missing Jesus, and Jesus was right there. Watch this. The Bible says that he became light, the light of men. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, when you are filled with Jesus, then you become the light of men. You become the light in a dark, 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 dismal place. That's why the Lord said in Matthew, you are the light of the world. Christians, let me put a pin right there. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, Christians, everywhere you go, your light is supposed to shine. Yes, sir. Let me put a pin right there because you miss your cue to shout. Because if you are a Christian and you are filled with Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to tell somebody, they're just going to see it. Let me bring it down to the old people. The old people taught us, you don't, this little light of mine, I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine. When we are Christians, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to walk around with a great big cross and a big Bible under your arm and quoting scriptures all day. Just live the Word of God, and people will see that God that you serve and will be attracted to you. People are groping and groaning now to trust and to see who this God is. So now he becomes the light of the world. The writer here, John, also tells us that John the Baptist is there at the Jordan baptizing, and now Jesus comes. Here's what I like about it. The Lord, John the Baptist, who was the cousin of Jesus, sees Jesus coming, and he tells the people, behold, the Lamb of God. The Jews knew about a lamb because the lamb was always the sacrifice. And John says, behold, the one that's going to take the sin away from the sinner. Let me. You see, when John said that, the Jews understood the Levitical law when they were in the desert, that if you had sin, that you could take the goat and put your hand upon his head and you would confess all of your sins and let the goat go. That's where the word escape goat come from. Are you with me yet? And John says, behold, the escape goat. Let me help three people here. When you got sin, take it to Jesus. Jesus can handle your sin. Our problem is we've been taking our sin to man and not taking it to. Told him the other day, that's why we never cut the light off over the cross. Because the light should always be on over the cross. If there's nothing you should be able to see, you ought to be able to see your way to the cross. Do I have a believer here? In a dark place, when you're in depression, you ought to be able to see your way to the cross. Come here, writer. The writer says, at the cross, where I first, and the burdens of my. There ought to be three people here that know things didn't get better until you just brought it to Jesus. You wrestled with it, didn't you? You fought with it. You cried about it. But when you finally took it to Jesus. Oh, yeah, the storm kept raging on the outside, but it wasn't raging on the inside. Here, watch this. Notice here that he comes down to the Jordan to be baptized. And when Jesus comes down to the Jordan to be baptized, the Holy Spirit comes in and he lightens upon him like a dove. Now, the Holy Spirit is there because the Holy Spirit wanted to show John that this is who he said he is. Jesus is who he say he is. Here, as you have brought up to the text, there were disciples, Andrew and Nathaniel. They had been disciples of John. They had already been converted, but yet they needed to be enlightened. See, many of us are converted, but we need to be enlightened. And so the Lord will show up at times in your life when you are converted so that you can be enlightened. Let me help you. You see, when you get at a point in life, watch this. Wait a minute, let me just show you in the text. First of all, look in verse 35. In verse 35, notice here that Jesus shows up. Somebody said place. Finding Jesus in times like this, you will discover that Jesus chooses the place to meet us because he knows what level of life that we are on.
Preach, Reverend. Yes, sir.
Jesus showed up and met them where they were. Here's what you need to know in finding Jesus in times like this. He's going to meet you where you are because the Lord knows your level of life. Jesus is not going to meet you up here and you down there. The Lord comes down to where you are. There's about three people here that know what I'm talking about. I wasn't looking for Jesus, but Jesus met me where I was. Everybody didn't find him in church.
Talk, Reverend.
I know y'all holy. I know you're holy, I know, but somebody met him in Club 51. Everybody here is not holy. You see, he met you. You didn't go to him, but he came to you right where you were. Here, can I help somebody here? The Bible said that while we were yet sinners. You know, you were pardoned, and all of a sudden you said, man, I can't, this ain't it here. I don't really know what it is, but I know this ain't. This is not it. Watch this. He meets us at the place in the level of life because he knows our understanding, and he knows that there is a void. Right. Here, let me show you. In verse 38, watch this. The disciples come to him, and he heard them, after they heard him speak, then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto the disciples, he says, what are you looking for? Are you with me yet? Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, what are you looking for? You see, what are you, Jesus turned.